Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 28th of November 2025. European stocks are mostly flat, with the FTSE 100 slightly higher as light news flow and the CME trading outage kept sentiment muted. Markets are subdued across asset classes with limited catalyst amid the Thanksgiving slowdown. In the US, CME Group halted trading in FX, commodities, treasuries and equity futures, citing a cooling issue at CyrusOne data centers. CME said BrokerTec EU markets remain open while it works to resolve the problem, and CBOE also halted trading on C1 due to related issues. US President Trump said they may cut income tax almost completely using tariff proceeds and announced plans to permanently pause migration from all third world countries, end benefits for non-citizens, and review green card holders from countries of concern following recent attacks in Washington, D.C. On trade, Nexperia urged its Chinese entities to begin structured negotiations to restore the supply chain but received no response. Indonesia is reportedly resisting coercive clauses in a US reciprocal tariff deal, while India expects to finalize a trade agreement with the US by year end. Apple notified the EU Commission that its core services meet digital market thresholds under the Digital Markets Act. In Asia-Pac, markets were range-bound amid thin trade and mixed data. The ASX 200 was flat, the Nikkei 225 traded indecisively, and Chinese indices were confined to narrow ranges despite volatility in China Vanke shares. The Bank of Japan raised its limit on Japanese debt purchases, Japan approved an 18.3 trillion yen stimulus budget, and data showed stronger industrial output and retail sales. Tokyo CPI core held at 2.8% matching expectations. European equities are muted with the FTSE 100 up 0.1%. Basic resources and energy are outperforming, while autos, insurance and travel and leisure lag, the latter pressured by Nexperia's production warnings. In FX, the dollar index is firmer within a 99.50 to 99.76 range, with the euro and cable softer but flat versus each other. Dollar-yen trades steady within 155.65 and 157.18, and the Kiwi retreated from recent gains. European government bonds are softer after data releases. German debt briefly rose on cooler French inflation before slipping back, while gilts are contained as markets awaits Chancellor Reeves' response to a possible manifesto U-turn. Oil traded higher overnight, with WTI and Brent extending gains before WTI was halted due to the CME outage. Brent February 2026 moves between $62.72 and $63.26 per barrel. Gold holds firm in a narrow range, while copper rebounds toward $11,000 per ton. Bitcoin is range-bound around $91,000. As for European news, S&P said UK public finances remain constrained and fiscal pressures will persist, while Moody's highlighted execution risks to fiscal consolidation. The ECB's October survey showed 12-month inflation expectations rising, with long-term views unchanged. European data showed mixed inflation and retail trends. Germany's retail sales fell 0.3% month-on-month, but rose 0.9% year-on-year, while unemployment held at 6.3%. French inflation eased to 0.9% year-on-year, Spanish HICP was 3.1%, and Italy's EU-harmonised CPI was 1.1%. Swiss GDP contracted 0.5% on the quarter. In geopolitics, President Zelensky said Ukrainian and US delegations will meet this week to outline a peace formula. The Kremlin reiterated its willingness for peace despite questioning Zelensky's legitimacy, while Belgium warned that using frozen Russian assets could jeopardize negotiations. President Putin will visit India on December 4th to the 5th, and China's Wang Yi will visit Russia earlier that week. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.